Yes, hi, this is Ruth from Family First Care, returning your call.
Oh, hi, Ruth. This is Maxine Klein calling.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good, good. I hope you're having a good holiday.
Yes? Okay. Yes. How about you?
Good. So far, good. We just had Ed Whitehead, who is applying for the job for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we had him come over, and we just sat and talked with him for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so all was well, and we would like him to start on the 6th of January, which is a week from today.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm so glad to hear that it worked out.
Yeah, well, we're hoping it will. I think it's the first time that he's working for your agency also. So it'll be new for all of us.
Yeah.
So he's going to work from about 7:15 in the morning till around 12 for 3 days a week initially. And then we may increase it to more, but
mm-hmm.
that's how we're going to start it.
Okay, that sounds good.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm just going to tell you what we need from you now. You know, that's the pay. That's part of the contract.
Correct. Yes. I signed that contract and
right.
sent it to Dina. You know that. Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is that one, right. It didn't have the information for the pay.
The pay. Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Are you able to print out another one and just fill it out then? And maybe you can just text me a picture of it. And I'll ask my supervisor if it's also necessary to mail it out or if you can just, you know, send a picture of it.
I suppose I can. Yeah, I think I did before, didn't I? I think I did.
Yes, you did mail it.
Yeah. I mean, I mailed it and then I also...
And then you also texted it, yes.
Yeah, okay. So do I text it to you or to Dina?
So really...
Continue doing...
So you can text it to me. You have, you know, on this number... So I get it directly.
Okay. Debating. Probably the easiest would be a credit card number, right? Wouldn't that be easier than
that?
The,
would probably
check?
Be easiest, but the question is how it's, you know, best for you.
Well, I pay you. I don't pay him, right?
Right.
Right. Because it's the first time I've ever done this before also, so, you know.
All right.
So I need guidance. All right. So
mm-hmm.
do I just give you the credit, I just write down the credit card number, and the expiration and security code, and then you bill it to that card, right?
Right.
Right. And you do that, what, every week? Is that correct?
So I'm not sure exactly when. I would have to ask about that, you know, because I'm not part of the billing team.
Okay.
I don't do it. But if you'd like, I can ask how often they bill it.
I think it says, let's see. And they may also request a deposit. I don't know if you want that. I think they wanted a 2-week deposit before, but of course it's not going to be 2 weeks till he starts if that's not going to be a problem. Right?
So, let me see. Hold on. Let me just pull it up.
Do you want me to talk to billing or something?
That would be a good idea, yeah, because I'm not very familiar with, you know, all these billing stuff. So,
yeah,
you might be better off talking to them and, you know, they can give you more accurate information. Let me see if someone is available, okay, right now.
All right. Very good. Thank
okay.
you.
You're welcome. Hold on. Okay, Maxine?
Yes.
Okay, so actually, so the billing department said that I should take the questions from you, you know, whatever you want them to answer, and then they'll call you back with the
answers. Okay. Say that again. You want me to do what?
So they want to know what the questions are, what your questions are, because they're not available right now. You tell me the questions, I'll forward it to them, and then they'll call you back with the answers. You know, whatever you want to know from billing.
Why don't I just wait until they are available to speak to me? And then I can just, because I do have some other questions, and sometimes I don't even know what my questions are until I start
to
talk.
Want to discuss with it. Discuss it, rather.
Yeah. No, I'm new to this, so, you know, this is sort of playing tag back and forth.
Right.
So I don't know what happens if we change the time or if I want to extend it or reduce it or any of that, and how that works in terms of billing. Can I just do it? And then he gives you the hours. You know, he gives you the hours. Ed would give the hours at the end of the week, how many he worked, and then that's what I would be billed. I don't know. You know, is that how you work?
Right, you're right. So
you know what I'm saying?
You know what, I'm just going to tell them to call you back when they have a chance.
Okay.
So you can discuss it with them. You know, it would be more convenient for you that way, right?
Yes. And who would I be speaking to there?
So I believe it's going to be Melissa.
Melissa. Okay. And she'll be calling from which number? It's connected to the agency?
Yeah, it is. It probably will be the 267-551-7400.
267-267. Then what's the next? 551. Then 7400.
Yeah, 7400. Unless she calls from her direct line, which I'm not sure which one she will do. But, you know, she'll introduce herself that she's calling from family first, so you'll know who it is.
Okay. Very good. Very good. And will she call today or will it be some other time?
I hope it's going to be today. I'll ask her to, you know, try to do it today. Okay?
That's good. And meanwhile, I'll try to take a picture of this and then send it again to you or whoever's there with the numbers put in, I guess, for the credit card.
Yes.
Oh, maybe I'll just wait till I speak to her. Yeah, I think I'll do it that way. And then I can just
say you.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Thank
we'll be in touch then. You're welcome. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.